HawkEye 360's third cluster of radio frequency data delivering satellites, known as Cluster 3, has completed functional testing and achieved initial operating capability. Cluster 3 entered orbit on June 30 aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, and it has now moved into formation and begun delivering RF data and insights, the company said Tuesday. CEO of HawkEye 360, John Serafini, noted that this commissioning will expand the company's range of offerings in RF data and analytics while positioning HawkEye 360 as a leader in the commercial sector. Alex Fox, Executive Vice President for Global Growth at HawkEye 360, added, "With 7 additional clusters fully funded and scheduled for launch over the next 17 months, Cluster 3 is just a preview of the advances to come, representing another important step in providing high revisit global coverage of RF activity to meet our client demands." Improved capabilities of the Cluster 3 satellites include increased computing for signal processing, enhanced geolocation accuracy, a dedicated GNSS antenna for GPS interference monitoring, redundant systems for increased longevity and boosted collection capacity and RF frequency coverage. With the Cluster 3 commissioning, HawkEye 360 now has a total number of 9 satellites on orbit. Additionally, Fox said that with the planned 7 additional clusters, HawkEye 360 expects to have a 10-cluster constellation, which will deliver enhanced insights and data to its clients across defense, intelligence, telecommunications, global commerce, and environmental sectors. The satellite cluster will further HawkEye 360's work in the space sector, following the company's recent win of a $10 million NAW contract to support the agency's mapping of RF emissions across large geographic areas.